Master Rix did not laugh or pity. He was merely irritated by Mistress Fay, and often declared that she should pull herself together. What did the woman expect? Letting her daughter run wild and stuffing her head with fancies? He would thunder at the dinner table. The girl was always lollygagging around the rocks, dreaming and making up silly songs in her head. Nothing was more certain that one day she would be swept away and drowned, like her grandmother before her. Then he would fold his hands under his round belly and peer severely at Finn under his eyebrows. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a certain young person in this very room who still has to learn that same lesson, he would say. Dreams and fancies have no place in the lives of useful citizens. Finn's grandmother would look troubled, and his grandfather would frown and nod, and they would both glance at Finn to make sure he was paying attention.
I think you do draw what you see,
Mistress Fay breathed now, peering with dreadful eagerness at the dragons in Finn's sketchbook.
You see beyond the veil. Have you seen my lorry?
Finn's face and neck grew hot. No, he said. I am sorry.
Ah.
The eager light died from the woman's face, leaving it as worn and sad as usual.
I thought you might have caught sight of her. It is 3 years today since she went beyond the veil. She's with my mother there, I dare say. I would go too, if only I could find a way.
Finn wanted to edge away, but pity kept him still. He regretted this bitterly when Mistress Fay grasped his wrist with a frail claw.
It is very thin here, the veil,
she whispered, leaning forward as if she was telling a great secret.
Some places in the world are like that, and this is one of them. The old ones knew it well. How else did the village get its name?
Witch Aunt, Finn murmured uneasily. Shockingly, the woman laughed.
Ah, they call it Witch Aunt now, but the old name was Witch Haunt. Oh, yes.
I have never heard that, said Finn, stirred in spite of himself. Mistress Fay shrugged.
Those who know it do not speak of it. They do not choose to remember that once there were strange tales about this village and strange people attracted to it, too. Not just in the old days, either.
She looked up. Finn turned and followed her gaze. She was staring at Edge House, the mansion looming on the windy clifftop. No doubt she believed the children's tale that the rich old man who lived there and never went out was a sorcerer.